This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito, here with you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me here. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And we are in a new series here on WGOD Radio. We're here in a nine-week series that we went through at the church recently on the book of James. That's where we're at. I am getting ready to come on verse by verse here with a radio daily program through the book of Romans. But in the meantime, as I'm gathering my notes here, because I'm preaching that series at Island right now, and that'll be the basis for the radio program, which we're going to have here through the book of Romans verse by verse. In the meantime, you're invited out to Island tonight. Here it is, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. We are in the Gospel of Luke. We're having a great study here. We're in chapter 3. We're going to be looking at the genealogy of the Lord in chapter 3, as well as getting into chapter 4 tonight. The book of Luke, we are at 6 o'clock, 6 to about 7:15. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I'm inviting you out. I'd love to see you tonight. Now, here we're in the middle of his message here. It's an introduction to the book of James. But introduction, James pulls no punches. He goes right at it right from the very beginning when tells them to count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That's where we're at, James chapter 1. Enjoy today's program.
Stress makes you who you are. Stress gives you resolve. Stress makes you strong. Stress will make you stand up to the enemy. Stress will see you through the fire. That's why James says, count it as pure joy when it happens to you. Because God's at work behind the scenes. You'll never get that driving a Cadillac. Living a life of ease, never being tested. Cutting bait and running. Let me simplify what I meant by that. Because I got a nice car out there. And so does Fred. But what does that mean? That means you don't cut bait when you're under a trial. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. Let God see you through. Lean not on your own understanding. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Just like the song we sung. Now, let's go a little further here to chapter 1. I mean, we've just got started, right? My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, I've said it before. I'm not going to talk a lot about this today. Patience is what you have. It's like a spiritual compound that gets developed in you when you abide under the hand of God and let Him see you through what trial you're going through. That's what David had. You read in 1 Samuel 16 or 17 where David killed a lion and a bear. Then he ran into Goliath and he wasn't scared of Goliath because God had developed this in him. This is a spiritual fortitude that you get when you abide under the hand of God and let Him see you through what trials you're going through. There's no shortcut to it. comes through letting God see you through the trial you're in. That is what this, the King James calls patience. I've translated it, and others call it endurance. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh. Or again, the NIV said produces. It's like pouring two things. Little bit of this, little bit of trial, little bit of humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And what comes out? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That comes and is a result of these two things being mixed together in your life. Two parts trial, one part Almighty God seeing you through that trial. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had it. What'd they say? They said, we will not bow down and worship this image. Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And then he said this, but if not, we still won't do it. How do they have that? What do they have? What do they have that you don't have? Endurance, hupomone, perseverance, this thing on the inside of them to understand that God's bigger than their troubles and their problems. God wants you to have that. And you get it through trials in your life and trouble. No matter what it is, financial, life-threatening. Amen. Do I got a witness in here? Life-threatening? But let patience, or this hupomone, let this patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. So again, let it have its perfect work. It means don't interfere and let it run its course, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Entire means complete. Wanting means lacking nothing. You lack no good things if you let God have his way with you this morning. Now the next thing James is going to talk about is wisdom in verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now I'm reading this time out of the New King James. If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. King James says he upbraideth not. Wasn't sure if you knew what the word upbraid means. That's why I'm going with this here. Gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it will be given to him. Meaning God will not begrudgingly give you any good thing. Here, meaning wisdom. And in verse 6, James tells us how we should ask. It says, let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a... He who doubts, is this you that we're talking about? Do you doubt God over a promise? I know a fair amount of people in this church do. He who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man or woman suppose they will receive anything from the Lord. For he is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. What is James saying? If you lack wisdom regarding a particular thing, ask God for the wisdom. And don't waver about it. Don't be double-minded. That is, don't believe it one day and disbelieve it tomorrow. Don't give God one day to answer your prayers. Why don't you try giving him three? Abraham gave him 25 years. And still fell short for not giving him enough time. I guess I could say to that, God, let me live to be 180 and then I'll do the same thing. I don't want to live to be 180. God takes unbelief and doubt very seriously. Now this idea of taking God at his word and having faith must line up with his will. We're not talking about believing God again for a new Cadillac or a new house or anything outside of the will of God for that matter, but take God at his word regarding biblical promises and wait on the Lord. My wife was handing out to everyone in this church a book this thick of 4,000 promises by God. Has anyone here looked at their book? Oh, hallelujah, I like that. Those are the kind of things that you pray back to God. If any lack of wisdom is another, is one of them here. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. When you pray, ask God for something, pray his word back to him, and this prayer is birthed right from the word of God. And it's biblical, and it's guaranteed to work every time. Pray God's word back to him, and I guarantee you it'll work. Might not be in your time. Read the end of Hebrews chapter 11. They died without seeing the promise. They still got it, though. Do you trust God like that? Even if you don't see the answer to it. Like the salvation of your son or daughter? God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. That's praying the will of God back. Here's a few examples. The Bible says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Right, there's a promise. Right out of this book, it's in the book she accumulated. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now when you pray and ask God for something, pray his word back to him. And this prayer, again, is guaranteed, it's biblical. Perhaps your prayer would go something like, Lord, please don't give up on me now. Please continue working in me, making me holy, making me more and more like Jesus every day. Amen. So you pray it, you believe it, you don't doubt or waver or be double-minded about it. And you wait on the Lord and renew your strength. Right? Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. Here's another one. If God be for you, who can be against you? This is a guaranteed fact. If you have received Jesus Christ, God is on your side. Take that to the bank. God is for you. Pray God's word back to him. So your prayer is, Lord, according to your word, you are for me. Therefore, I will not doubt and I will not fear. And it's even okay to pray, Lord, help me with my doubts. We're all human. Even the man in the presence of the Lord said what when his child was sick. He said, help thou my unbelief. He'll help you. He'll give you the strength. It's okay. It's all right to admit and be real when you have doubts. But once God comes through and delivers you in your life, don't doubt again. So this is what happened to the Jews, is that God kept delivering them, and they still had doubts, and that is unacceptable to him. Don't have doubts anymore once he's seen you through something.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for...